If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Drive's busting this day open.
Busting wide the hell open, ain't it?
And we're telling them to bring it back.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily, presented by Mokarum Injury Lawyers.
Yeah, it is. Mokarum Injury Lawyers. Hard as hell to say. Easy to dial. 281-222-2222. And we're off and rolling on this beautiful, beautiful Tuesday. By the way, tomorrow is Wednesday. It is a little red lingerie party over at Twin Peaks. If anybody wants to slide by there, you can thank me. You can thank me later. Now, also, we got a lot going on here on this Tuesday. The Astros, they lost a game last night. And I'll be honest with you, it's one of them games, boys, where I turned it on and it got out of hand so damn quick. I couldn't watch Gusto do damage any longer, and I had to bounce. Now the Astros
I'm sure you did.
7-5, the Astros lose. We've been hitting on that. The bats came alive a little bit too little, too late to bring them around. And pretty quiet on the Texans front, but on the Rockets front, I left here last night, Ron. I left here last night after having several conversations with you about the NBA draft lottery and the fact that the Rockets, what they have, the fourth best odds with that, just ninth. Under 4%.
They're the ninth best odds,
yeah. in the overall lottery, and they ended up getting the 10th pick. So some would say that's borderline fair, right? However, they did have, this is where the four comes in, they had roughly a 4% chance of getting that number one overall pick, which was would have been Cooper Flagg. Now, I knew it was a long shot, but I just hoped like hell that they got it, and we'd all be celebrating, and we'd have more pieces in Houston to move around in a trade scenario. But we must not have been living as well as I thought we were living, because we didn't get that pick. Ended up getting the number 10 overall pick. Mm. But Ron, on the flip side of this thing, I woke up. I really, to be honest with you, I didn't think beyond whether we got the pick or not. And before I ever got home last night, I'm driving and I'm listening to radio, and I realized that, hey man, we ain't getting the pick. So I thought, well, I'll ease on up and go to bed. Well, I wake up this morning. And every morning I get up, I try to turn something on the TV that's talking sports, try to kind of just get caught up with the big stories at the very least. And I'll be damned if the NBA draft lottery is not talking about. A lot of Cooper Flagg talk. I think there are a lot of conversations like you and I had where some people think that, hey, man, the kid's super young, was the best player in college basketball last year, the sky's the limit. I think there's a lot of people out there that go, hey, man, I don't see the Wimby, LeBron. I don't see those tangibles. We'll see what happens with him. And then I realized the Mavs got the number one overall pick. Okay, up the street, the Mavericks, they get that pick, so they're going to add Flag to, assuming that Nico doesn't mess the bed again up in Dallas. They're going to add Cooper Flag, the AD, and Kyrie, and Clay,
He's there. Yep.
And I'd imagine this year with all the injuries, they found out a lot about their depth. Some guys got a lot of run.
PJ Washington, they're probably going to make some move. They got a lot of guys that they kind of play in the same yeah. area. But, yeah, those guys will stay the main ones you named.
So the Mavs got, I would say, significantly better. They're going to get healthy and get quite a bit better. But they got significantly better on top of that with Cooper Flag. And then I look up, and I'll be damned. I had to watch a little while because the NBA draft lottery, they don't do a lot of talking beyond that Cooper Flag pick. But the San Antonio Spurs get the number 2 overall pick. And I think, well, damn. For us Rockets fans, I don't think it could have went any worse. I mean, the two teams in the state of Texas, not in Houston, both got the top 2 picks, 1 and 2.
And they've had the number 1 pick 2 out of the last 3 years, and those drafts happen to be Victor Wembanyama and Cooper Flagg, 2 of the most highly touted prospects in the last 20 years.
Yeah, so
what
that
a coinky.
Ain't that a bit.
What'd you say, T?
What a coincidence.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's all fixed? It's fixed, huh?
No.
Everybody against Houston, man. Houston against everybody. Here's the deal. It doesn't stop there. Because then I'm listening. I mean, look, their draft picks, okay, whatever. I feel like the Rockets have built something really, really solid here, really nice. Not that big a deal. Well, then I get to listening to Brian Windhorst. And he starts talking about the Giannis potential trade out of Milwaukee to the best suitors, right?
Yeah.
And the two best suitors are Houston and San Antonio. Well, listen to Brian Windhorst kind of spiel here on the potential Giannis to Texas, one of the two Texas franchises.
Two things you have to know about the Bucks when you consider a trade. Number one, the Bucks do not control their first-round pick for 5 years. That means if the Bucks are going to trade him, thinking that they're going to tank for the next 3 years and rebuild is not going to happen. They need quality players. And the other thing that you need to know is if you're going to trade Giannis to a team that's going to be a super team, getting that team's draft assets is not exciting because they're not going to be very high picks for the next few years. So you're going to look at teams that have players to trade and other teams' draft assets that they can trade besides theirs. San Antonio and Houston.
So not only did San Antonio get the pick and Dallas get number one and San Antonio get number two. Now I've got to listen to Brian Windhorst talk about San Antonio may be the team that keeps Giannis in this case, in this conversation, from coming to Houston. Boys, I can't help. Maybe this is just how I'm wired. It got me excited that Houston was in the conversation, right? That Houston was even in the conversation about Giannis. They've got the pieces, yada, yada, yada. But I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough pill to swallow if Dallas gets Flag and somehow San Antonio ends up with Giannis and we're sitting down here with this young core that everybody's in love with.
Well, yeah, I think they would probably have to make another move, I would think. But San Antonio getting the second pick.
Change the game, right?
Change. Well, just gave them a leg up compared to what the Rockets have. Like, they have the second pick, and this is a draft. Dylan Harper, a lot of people out of Rutgers, Ron Harper's kid, think he's going to be the second one pick.
Yeah.
Is a good player, especially if you're rebuilding and you're looking to do that. That's a good player to have. But, yeah, I mean, it just adds ammunition. Obviously, the second overall pick right now is better than the 10th overall pick, and you know, they have the reigning rookie of the year Stephon Castle from UConn. He's over there, so he could be included in something. So they've got a young piece. Now, the Rockets still have more young pieces, right?
And more picks in general, but just not the number 2
more
overall.
More young pieces, more picks, and more ready-made players, yeah. Like Şengün or Jalen Green or, you know, any of those other guys. I wouldn't throw Amen Thompson in, but you can throw any of those guys are probably further along than Castle is right now and some of the other guys. So if they want to go that route, and it's also up to Giannis. Giannis will have some control on where he wants to go.
Yeah.
But ammunition-wise, San Antonio probably did get a leg up on maybe it's Giannis, whoever it is that's the big free agent that you might have to trade in because they added the number 2 pick in a draft that people care about the number 2 pick.
Yeah, you know, I'm not, be honest with you, as a Rockets fan, I'm not, like, to me, Giannis, sure, it's great. He's clearly a great player. I get it. But that, like, missing out on Giannis if he goes somewhere else, I'm gonna be all right with. I mean, I'm on record saying I would go with a shorter term and cheaper Durant and see if you can't move the needle with the guys you have now, and then you do it again in a couple of years when Durant's done. But so I'm not hell bent on Giannis, but I will tell you this. It's going to be hard to be here in Houston with, again, Flag, Kyrie, Clay, AD, and Dallas doing work. Giannis, Wimby, Fox, et cetera, in San Antonio doing work. And, again, we're sitting here holding the bag. Now, I would, like you said, I would imagine they make a different move any way it goes.
Well, they would have to.
But it got the devil on my shoulder going, boy, Houston could be left with that young core while these other teams take a huge step.
No, Dallas and San Antonio, not only in the state but also in the Western Conference with you,
yes,
had a big night. They had two really big days, right? And both teams, I think we know San Antonio has a franchise changer in Wimby. And then they've already done some dirty work at adding Fox in the trade last year to add a running partner with him. And then we think Cooper Flagg, there's a thought that Cooper Flagg has a chance to be one of those type players. And AD and Kyrie in their 30s, early 30s, are still there already. You could argue right now Kyrie is that type guy. That you could say, yeah, that guy is a one, especially if he's got AD with him. That guy is a one. He's won a championship. He's a big-time guy that you – like, you look at Jalen Brunson, he's big time. You look at Wimby, I think many people believe that Wimby is that type of dude right now. And let him get Giannis. Now you got two of them on one team.
Yep.
And that's obviously the missing piece that the Rockets have. So they would have to go and make a move, because those are teams that have now, they've got younger too. Like, if you were to go get KD, you're getting, obviously we knew it was short term. But, I mean, Giannis and Wimby, that's the next 5-6 years.
Did you? I mean, that's some length.
That,
did you imagine
defense there? Jesus, you thought Şengün and Adams was a big to big lineup. Yeah, them two jokers.
Come on, Rockets, you got to make a move, baby. You got to make a move, and I don't care which one it is. I just hope they make a move, gives us something that we can get good and excited about. I know there's a couple of different players out there, but that whole, oh, we just got to make a different move, that's going to die on a vine eventually. There's only a few guys that are available that would move the needle the way that we're thinking. I'm Clint Sterner, alongside Ron, the show Ugly, T. Mills behind the glass. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. Boys, we talked a little earlier. A lot of the NFL schedule is dropping, or leaking, I guess. It hadn't dropped yet. Does everything drop tomorrow? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah.
I thought the breaking news at the draft, when they broke into the draft, I thought it was May 13th was the day that it was dropping. Maybe that was when it was going to start with some of these primetime games or international games. But one thing that we know is that the Texans aren't going to go outside of the country to play a game. The international games have all been announced. If not announced,
seven games, 13 different teams. The Vikings are playing two games in London,
and none of them
are the Texans.
Yeah, none of them are the Texans. And I'm going to tell you, boys, having played over there, the playing part of it doesn't concern me. Like, there's going to be a lot of talk about the stadiums, the venues, what's the turf like, what, you know, is it hell, is it safe? I'm going to tell you, man, the travel over there and back and being there for, I mean, you've got to go over early, a few days early, just so your clock gets right. And then when you come back, getting your clock back right for a normal Sunday game. I mean, you can get there by Sunday, but the point is that is now travel and rest time typically, I think, is overrated, over-discussed. In the media circles. This show is a whole different animal. I mean, if you...
What'd you say you've experienced?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just like to go, like, just when we would fly over there, when we fly immediately when we got there, like, we practiced in Tampa for 3 weeks. And then we would fly over there. Man, it's 3 or 4 days. From a football perspective, like going and practicing football, like it's 3 or 4 days before you felt normal. Like, whether it's your clock or the food or jet lag or sleeping in a different place, like, it is legit 3 days before you feel somewhat normal and ready to play ball. So I think the Texans here, as a fan, I think they dodged a bullet with one of these international games. You can have all that for, and I know these NFL teams, I know they'll fly the food over with them if they want certain food, whatever. I know you have the elite of the elitist kind of treatment and food and such, but the travel is an absolute bear going over. So I think the Texans avoided a bullet right there.
They've been avoiding it for about 6 years now.
Yeah.
And it is kind of interesting that the Jags play every, you know, multiple games a year there, and they're not playing over. They haven't played overseas. Although I wonder if the Jags, maybe that's the deal. The Jags aren't forced to play divisional games over there. That's probably a thing. But it's odd. 6 years they haven't played, you know, internationally, which is kind of interesting.
Reset that, boys. We're a day deeper into the schedule leaks, and we know the Texans aren't playing any of those international standalone, call them prime time if you want type games. How many y'all think the Texans get now after seeing some of the leaks in which they got none?
I said four yesterday. I'm lowered here. I feel like they're in maybe the 2 to 3 range.
I'm sticking with four.
You're sticking with four?
Yeah, I think they'll have four.
I'm going to two. I'm going to two, Ron. I was already low. I'm going to two.
They had two Sunday night games last year. I don't know that they get two this year.
Yeah. Wow. I did not expect to get in the car this morning and be driving to work and hear Reg and in a loop talking about something similar we talked about yesterday about the shine being off the Texans, and it's undeniable that it's not the same, but boy, it's hard to think that it's dropped significantly. But it looks and feels like it has.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we have not seen them leaked. Any of the teams that you think have, you know, sexy quarterbacks, and I don't mean their physical appearance, but I mean like, you know, like Mahomes or Jayden Daniels or Herbert or. Like any Burrow, like we've seen them leak, especially the young ones leak to games. I'm not saying I don't think they're going to get shut out. I don't think they're going to Carolina Panthers this thing. I don't think they're going to shut out. But I think I am surprised that we are up to this point and that hasn't. They haven't been linked to any of these primetime games. All right, coming up, we'll get you a little bit. We'll get you ready with the lineup for tonight's game two between the Astros and Royals, and also look back to what we saw last night, and maybe that is something that the Astros may want to look a little deeper in and how they're going about business here the next couple of weeks with their pitching staff. We'll discuss that.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
They're coming up next.
The Vixens.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Little programming note for you, Clint. The schedule release, the full one, tomorrow. Will be tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock, after we get off the air. So, what would you say? You set it at, Tyler, over, under. We will announce. Let's set the over, under at 9.5.
Oh, it's over.
We'll announce how many games you think we will have announced prior to it coming out at 7.
I think we'll be over.
It'll be over?
I think we'll be in double digits.
Because we don't have one right now. Last year, I believe we had Christmas Day going into it.
It'll come fast and furious manana, I'd guess.
Yeah,
I would figure it does. It always does for me each year.
Yeah, I bet it.
Nice.
We can come on schedule?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. I was thinking more like 12, right?
Yeah, 12.
I bet you we've got, they may not be announced or may not be blatantly obvious, but I bet we can connect the dots with 12 or more.
12 or more, yeah. Yeah, we usually are about a good 10 where you have the exact weeks or whatever, mm-hmm. and you start putting them together.
That's right.
Pay attention to that coming up. I do want to get into the Astros and Royals from last night. By the way, the lineup is out. Tyler was holding out hope when I came in that maybe Yordan would be in it today. He was hitting in the cages. He is not. Pena, Altuve, Paredes. Pena is the DH today. By the way, that ball found him and his hamstring quick yesterday. It made him have to move immediately. But he had to run hard to get to that thing. But he's the DH, batting second tonight. Paredes is third. Christian Walker, Yiner Diaz behind the plate. Jake Myers, and then Cam Smith in right field with Brandon Rodgers. And I get to lay my eyes on Chaz McCormick tonight. McCormick is in left field as Framber gets the ball. One of the aces for the Astros. And I do want to get to last night, but I have a very important question to you and the people. Apparently, as I'm going to the game tonight, it's Dollar Dog night.
Oh, yeah.
What's these Dollar Dogs looking like?
They are? Mm-hmm. I love a good ballpark dog, though. But I mean,
what kind of shape are these things? Listen,
good.
In Kansas City, they used to have Buck Night, where you get a hot dog and peanuts and a drink. They're all a dollar a piece.
Mm.
But I'd get that hot dog, and it looked like somebody had ironed it before I got my hands to it. It was not plump. It was not a good. It was every bit of what you would think. Oh, they didn't win. Just got the smallest hot dogs ever, and I would just bypass getting the dogs.
Daikin dogs are good.
Wow, I see what you did there.
They're good.
I don't know how much I like it.
I can tell you this, they're better than them damn Dodger dogs.
I'd like a Daikin
dog.
Those
things were overrated.
I mean, Tyler's will play on words. That came from Dome Dogs. That's Astros fans have parties now with igloos full of Dome Dogs, because it's just so. I don't know how I feel about going from Dome Dogs to Daikin Dogs. Well done, though.
Thank you.
The only problem
with Dollar Dog Night,
they're not like the regular hot dogs, are they? They're different. They've got to use a smaller dog, right?
Yes. But quality's still there. But the trouble you run into, at least in my experience on Dollar Dog Night over at the ballpark, is, man, them lines are wild. Because people are all in on them glizzies.
Yeah, I mean, you can eat dinner. You can feed the whole family for $10. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fine.
And it's like,
I mean, Ron's trying to save a buck, man. He's got a dog to buy. He's going to start tonight. Hey, look here. Y'all eat these Dome Dogs instead of them nachos.
Text line coming in. Limit is 4, Ron. Don't go up there and try to ask for 5.
He's got 5 family members, so he can eat 20.
Is there a limit?
Not that I've ever known of.
There's got to be, right? I mean, you'd have jackasses going up there and getting 20 at a time.
Yeah.
Just to do it.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, it's a dollar dog, Ron. What do you want? You want the meatiest high-end hot dog available or what?
No, I don't. I'm just telling you that the one we got in Kansas City, I bypassed it. It was rough.
Even though it was a dollar?
It was like, Clint, it was rough. It looked like they boiled the damn things. It looked. Like,
I mean, it's been. I'm not a huge hot dog guy, so I don't know that I'm the connoisseur that you are. But
I want to give that sausage.
I've had a dome dog before, and I thought they were. I thought you just dress that thing up just like you would a normal dog and go to work.
It just wasn't good. I moved on, and I went and got my nachos.
When was the last time y'all had when was the last time y'all had a hot dog?
I just got the regular one. Yeah.
When was the last time you bought a regular hot dog on Dollar Dog Night?
They weren't good, Clint. I can't tell you. And look, this is me, and this was me in my heyday. I'm telling you,
you had no choice.
I
don't think these are scary y'all.
And I am one. Like, if I'm gonna go in there, man, I want to get me a good hot dog and a beer at the game and watch the game. Give me my peanuts and put them fully in my mouth and then take them out.
I mean, where are we going?
I'll never forget witnessing that for the first time.
Tyler, get ready. Buckle up tomorrow because you're witnessing it again.
Tyler, it's fair to say that the Daikin dogs are going to be...
You'll have that copyrighted, by the way.
They're not going to be bad enough for Ron's tight ass to go for the full price dog.
Right.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's so more than fair.
Text in, hit or miss, eat before you go.
I've always liked them. It's just some lines.
When was the last time y'all had a hot dog for dinner? Tonight we're going hot dogs, fam.
It's been a minute. I've thrown some on the grill, but it wasn't alone.
If somebody's grilling somewhere and you just got some people over there or whatever, in your case you got three kids that'll eat them. Yeah, I mean, I'm just talking about like, hey, man, I can't remember who it was. Some celebrity on social media settled in for they Uber Eats a hot dog.
There.
Must have been one of them gourmet dogs, right?
Yeah, a little James Coney Island action or something.
Yeah, I just, Tyler, you're the Uber Eats guy.
No.
Would you Uber, like, order a...
I would not DoorDash or Uber
DoorDash
Eats.
DoorDash was absolutely right.
I could see myself late night get me a strong Coney. Just like somewhere that give me some chili and some cheese on it, just really take myself out.
What's the one? What's the old school hot dog joint used to be drive through? One of my good buddies there used to be one over in Orange, Texas. There was one here too, Wiener Schnitzel. The old Wiener Schnitzel. He literally, you met Marcus at my wedding. He literally, I mean, gets unbelievably excited when he sees a Wiener Schnitzel. And it is exactly what
is
what
that?
You think
there's,
it is.
There's one that I've driven around here, like James Coney.
Coney Island.
That's where Trillburger used to be, old James Coney.
I've wanted to give it a shot. I like me a good chili cheese dog. A little onions
like
on the top
them,
of it.
It's kind
of
like pizza.
I like a good one. I've always gone over there. Like, and I'm talking, and I'm not talking Sonics. And I did put an S on it. I'm not talking Sonics. I mean, not that one. I'm talking a good one, a good plump one. I'm intrigued by that James Coney Island. I just have not stopped yet.
I'm not sure I'm really into any dogs on the go that aren't at the ballpark or ones I just get from the grocery store and make myself. Unless you want to sponsor Tyler's Turds of the Week, then James Coney Island.
Text line coming in. Show, do you dip your dog in your beer? You're nasty if you do, bro. Well, hell, I'm not a criminal.
No, he just shoves whole peanuts into his mouth and chomps away.
I get the salt off the shell. And I open up the peanut. I throw
like
the shell on the ground.
Seed?
Yeah,
you
he
and
does
my niece.
Like a sunflower seed.
I do.
Yeah, you and my niece. The only two people I've ever seen eat peanuts that way.
It's the biggest nut I've ever seen a man put in his mouth.
Oh, I don't. Maybe for you, I don't know that that's an accurate statement.
close.
I'm just saying. I would imagine there's been a bigger one. That it's been.
I don't know, there's some big nuts you put in your mouth over there, just to get a little salt flavor.
It's all about the salt, the sodium.
Coming up, why the Astros need to abort this plan that they're on right now. And last night was a much better night in Dallas and in San Antonio than it was here in Houston when it came to the draft lottery. But the saving grace is this. We'll hopefully discuss coming up.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else.
So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Suck a beer through a wiener?
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, the Astros, they dropped game one yesterday, 7-5. They'll look to get back at it today or tonight here in a little bit, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But last night, Clint, to me is why I've always been skeptical and not really a big fan of the, yeah, man, let's roll with the six-man rotation. And especially with what the bullets that the Astros are going to roll with here. I understand how cool and good it can sound on paper when you think about it in your head, but this can't be the six-man rotation. Because right now, right, we have Hayden Wisniewski on the IL, and that could be, you hear, right elbow discomfort is always a real concerning one. And then, as we mentioned earlier, we have not heard from Spencer Arrighetti in a while. And you would think he's going to be back soon, but currently he is not. And they have talked about going to six-man rotation. I have a tough thing, Clint, going with a six-man rotation when Framber, Hunter Brown, Lance McCullers, Ronel Blanco, Gusto, and now Tyler, is this correct? He's been called up. He will start tomorrow. Colton Gordon?
That is correct, sir.
That's the six spot. Like, to me, what it means is you are taking the ball out of the hands over time more from Hunter Brown and Framber, who have been your guys. And as you've said the last couple of years, yo, this is a different ball game with the Astros. They're not just sitting up here with a 7-8 game lead where they could kind of chill and mess around with pieces. Like, if it were better, but we can't go a six-man rotation that's got Gusto, Gordon, and Ronel, and I know what he did in his last start. That one's concerning to me.
Yeah, Ron, I'm with you, Ron. I don't know that the Astros have the luxury anymore of a great team, bad division.
Yes, they're right? 20-20 right now.
The division's gotten better, and the Astros have gotten worse. Make of that of what you will, but I do think most folks would agree. So I don't know that you had the luxuries that the Astros have had in the past. But with the six-man rotation specifically, the part that that is strange to me is when it becomes more detrimental to be in, to your team, to be in a six-man rotation just to be in that rotation versus go back to a six. Like, if everything... Go back to five. Like, if everybody was healthy, like, I could understand the Astros going to a six-man rotation with Spencer Arrighetti and Lance McCullers involved. Like, I could see going to a six-man rotation. But right now, going to a six-man rotation means... You've got, I don't know who you are, Lance McCullers involved. You've got Gusto, who the wheels have come off. And now this guy,
Gordon,
you're talking about. Like, at some point, the six-man rotation from a wins-loss perspective has to be more detrimental. Like, the risk is not worth the reward, if you see what I'm saying. Like, I can understand when you have a surplus of arms and you're trying to get guys work and get guys rest, and it's a juggling act. I could see that. But, like, right now the Astros have no business being in a six-man rotation.
No, you can't take the ball out of Framber and specifically Hunter Brown's hands the way that he is pitching. And it feels like, right, to me, maybe the reasoning is because of Lance and he's been out for a long time and maybe you want to get his arm right or something. Maybe that's the main reasoning. I don't think you're – fearful of saving Ron Elsner. I mean, he pitched all season last year. To me, it'd be looking at Lance. Lance is the guy who hasn't pitched a lot, and maybe you want to build him up, build his arm up, but that can't be the reason right now at 20-20 right now in the division. Yes, you're two games out, but you know, I just don't think you got the luxury to just do that.
Well, I think the method to the madness, Ron, with the Astros, right? Framber, Hunter Brown, Spencer Arrighetti, Ronel Blanco, Wisniewski, right? Oh, Lance is healthy? We want to get Lance some work. Okay, let's go to a six-man rotation. We don't want anybody else to sacrifice. We are sacrificing, depending on how long we stay in a six-man rotation, we are sacrificing a handful of starts over a season for some of our better starters. But we're willing to do that because we've got this sixth starter in Lance McCullers that we got to find out what the hell he is, what the hell he's all about. Right now, I mean, we're going to a six-man rotation with Gusto and Gordon getting run. I mean,
the Lance up in the air.
Well, now Lance has to get run. Lance is to just have a rotation. Like the other two guys, it's wild to me that decision is still on the table. I heard maybe it was yesterday, or maybe the day before, maybe it was this weekend at some point, but I heard, you know, I just assumed they would go back to a five-man rotation given that Wisniewski's off the board and Arrighetti, we hadn't heard anything back about him. I just figured they'd go to a five-man rotation. But sticking to this six-man rotation is an interesting approach to me for the Astros.
Especially, as we said, what in the world, like, yeah, man, we're going to get Colton Gordon up here to be a part of the rotation.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the question is that a...
Now watch him come out here and throw it, like, pitch his ass off.
Well, but you look, I mean, they've had a lot of luck doing that. I mean, Ronel Blanco was discovered. Spencer Arrighetti was discovered. Hunter Brown was fast-tracked because of injuries and lack of starters. So maybe it's the Astro arrogance of, like, we've done this before and it's always worked out for us. And maybe it does. I don't know. But, boy, it seems right now the way the cards have fallen for the Astros starting rotation, it seems like you could be in a five-man rotation and get the same thing accomplished.
Hey, I'm sorry. I got to get Hunter Brown on the mound as many times as I possibly can.
I agree wholeheartedly.
He is a Cy Young candidate right now, one of the best pitchers in the American League. And I'll tell you what, right now, as a Royals fan, after he shut our asses down the last time we saw him, I am happy that Colton Gordon is getting the ball tomorrow.
Hold on, so
just personally, I like for me, I'm like Framber too, but really Hunter Brown
right now
has been absolutely electric. Every time he comes out, I am, and we haven't had to see, I'm shocked if the Astros lose. It seems like not only he pitches well, they play well behind him. And I can't get it. Someone text in, we don't have the horses for a six-man rotation. If you're worried about Lance, just piggyback him with another starter.
Agree.
I agree with that one. But they are hell-bent on it. You're right. If it was Wisniewski or Wisniewski and...
Wisniewski.
If it was Wisniewski and Spencer Arrighetti and you're adding Lance, then maybe... Maybe I could see that. Not Colton.
Hey, go ahead and add Gusto to that thing too. He's had a couple. Gusto's got a he's got a real Jake look to him now. Boy, when he was rolling, things was good. Boy, but when I'm gonna tell you, last time I saw Gusto on that mound, boy, that little Adam's apple was trembling, man.
That first inning, Bobby Witt hit a ball so hard right up the middle. I thought, my God, that thing had that thing turned, man. When it got out, that thing was headed straight to second base and hooked to right field. It was wild. All right, we talked about the draft lottery and the thought that hey, San Antonio had themselves a night. They got the number two pick. Potentially can use that as trade bait. And then obviously the Dallas Mavericks, with less than a 2% chance to win the lottery, come from the dead and get the rights to draft Cooper Flagg.
Damn, what number were the Mavericks? If we had a little less than a 4% chance and we were ninth, where the hell were they?
I think they had to be
the
last.
It was 1.5 or something.
I was going to say they had to be the last team in the lottery.
It was right around 1.5.
They were the last team eliminated.
Damn.
The last team eliminated to in the play-in game. So
that's some luck.
Yeah. They pulled in there. It was some luck. But
Nico needed it, man.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, look, that it looks good for him. And if you're a Rockets fan, I know half of you are going to say, oh, we don't care. We ain't worried. It's not a thing about worried. It's like, damn, they got a break, right? You thought, like, they traded Luka. You thought this will be a team that is potentially in the dumps. Well, they got a break. For now in the future. And the only thing that would potentially mess it up is if crazy Nico Harrison arrives again. And
it ain't don't speak. Don't speak.
It is Clint, it is being Jay Williams this morning. The first thing he said was, it's not crazy if he trades this pick.
Oh, I heard Jay. I heard Jay spiel.
I think he might have been a little more aggressive than what I said.
Perkins fell out of his stool.
Yeah, Kendrick almost went on him. He was tired already. He almost shut it down. But
AD, he's over there and he's nice. He's still a nice guy on TV. He ain't trying to piss nobody off. You can tell when he disagrees, but he don't want to go too hard on him.
Yeah, OUDO Adams over there. Yeah, but I don't think it is off the table because when he traded Luka, he said. You know, they're trying to win a championship now. Their window's now and defense or whatever. If your championship window is now, does that mean you're gonna roll and wait with Cooper Flagg? I mean, I would. I think you're crazy if you don't. I think, as I said yesterday, if you draft Cooper Flagg, you should not be even thinking about trading a pick. You got to see that one through.
You got to be crazy.
But I think Nico's got it in him. I think Nico, if he wants to, if he believes in it, I think Nico has a plan to sell the ownership on.
Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
B. Scott says somebody's got to take away his phone. and take away his phone and not allow it to.
Ain't no way.
You don't even think. It is. I have bet you they're entertaining. They've entertained it. I'm not saying they're going to do it. I would not be surprised at all if they've at least entertained.
I mean, he's got to be nuts, man. I mean, he is nuts.
I mean, Clint, he's nuts.
But the hope now has to be okay. I'm going to get if he drafts Cooper Flagg and Cooper Flagg balls out, it's like he can look Dallas, Texas, and the Mavericks fans in the eye and say, I've got another younger superstar that we're going to build around. I mean, he's got to be at a point now to where he
lucked into it.
Yeah, oh no, there ain't no doubt. I mean, there's no doubt he lucked into it. But if that organization doesn't immediately go to, because how old is Luka? How old you say Luka is?
He just turned 26.
Right, so 26, and now I got an 18, 19-year-old, you know, prodigy that we can build around. Like that's. I mean, I think you can win some of those damn fans back. If not, you're going.
The Mavs fans are ready to roll now. Now I think they're scared to death about Nico. What's he gonna do?
Yeah.
What the hell is he gonna do? All right, coming up, we'll get you
his ass.
We'll get you ready for tonight's ball game as the Astros and Royals get it going. We have an update from the gruesome injury last night with Jason Tatum and Pete Rose. Pete Rose has been reinstated into Major League Baseball. We'll let you know all of that coming up next, right here live on the Drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.